Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to iTalk Movies here on the Popcorn Talk. We have a very, very special show for you guys today. We have Tommy Wiseau and Greg Sestero in the studio. You might know them from The Room, The Disaster Artist, and now their newest movie, Best Friends. We're going to talk all about it, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's iTalk Movies.
Hello again, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into this edition of iTalk Movies here on the Popcorn Talk. I am your host, Sam Davidson. And of course, I have these two awesome men next to me, Tommy Wiseau.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here. And Greg Sestero.
Hey, what's up?
I'm so excited to have you guys. Honestly, I am a big fan. And I think what you've done in the industry is absolutely incredible. You have your newest movie, Best Friends, coming out. We're obviously going to talk a lot about that. Summarize it for people that don't know, that have seen the trailer, or even people that have seen the trailer and are thinking, I still don't know what this is about.
Yeah, that was kind of the goal. It's kind of a throwback trailer where you see some scenes and you don't really know exactly what's coming. But yeah, it's the first movie in 15 years that Tommy and I have made together. We made The Room, which was released in 2003. And so I had an idea to make this LA noir thriller all these years later. Putting Tommy in the part of a eccentric mortician. I felt like he could really step in and do a great job with his part. It's just really a story about an odd friendship. This mortician meets this drifter and they start up this bizarre bond. And the drifter finds out that the mortician is sitting on a huge gold mine. Mm-hmm. And so they develop this business, start making money, things start to go wrong, and it kind of starts to unravel. So the inspirations for the film were like Nightcrawler and Drive and Double Indemnity, kind of these LA stories mm-hmm. that take you down a different world that you don't see every day.
Drive, that's what it was. I was talking to Greg beforehand about a movie it reminded me of. I couldn't really place my finger on it, and I think that was it. What was it like for you, Tommy, to play, you know, this character as opposed to, you know, the suave, debonair guy that we used to see you as?
Well, it was surreal, and I enjoy working with Greg, and I think that we'll see what people will say tonight. Tonight we have this big premiere, so but I enjoy it, you know, process of learning and doing, etc. So it was very surreal on the set of Best Friends. So.
Do you think you guys would have made this
By the
film?
Way, everything was scripted.
Yes.
I want to emphasize that.
Of course. I mean, you
And
wrote
it's nothing
it,
to do with The Room. That's another thing.
Yeah. Nothing to do with The Room. Well,
I hope.
Yeah, I would hope it would be an alternate universe, you know. It's actually the sequel. No, it's not at all. Nothing to do with it. Very, very
Thank
different
yeah.
vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I think that if you're a fan of this dynamic duo, you guys are going to enjoy this movie for sure. I wanted to talk a little bit about how it started. I read somewhere that you guys went on a road trip, and was it you, Tommy, that thought that you were going to kill? Someone was going to kill each other, no? You were just a little nervous?
It was just, we went on this road trip up to Bodega Bay, too far to drive back, so there's this hotel that was open, they had one room left, and I just told Tommy to meet me around the back, so it kind of became this joke thing. I think Tommy thought I had some strange vibrations, but it's all good. There was no plot.
It's just a little exaggeration online a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
It just was fun trip, and I say to him, I say, I think you want to kill me or something because you don't want to go in the front. But it was just, you know, just for fun. It was a joke. It was not a real thing.
Yeah, so. You took it so far, Greg. You know, you made this whole film about it.
Yeah.
You're like, I really didn't think that, but okay.
Yeah.
You know, you guys obviously have had a lot of success in the past year. It must have been such a whirlwind. Do you think this movie would have been made if the Disaster Artist film didn't happen?
I think it would, no.
No, I mean, I think the Disaster Artist book was really something that kind of sparked my interest to do more creative writing and to create more. And so partly with the book and also the adaptation, it really inspired me to try again and make something new.
Yeah. I mean, it really, our engineer before the show said it's kind of the Hollywood Cinderella story. And it's true. I mean, imagine if you guys like went to a psychic 15, 20 years ago and they said, this is what your career is going to be. You're going to make this movie. Mm-hmm. It's going to slowly become a cult following, that a bigger movie is going to be made about it in a book and all that stuff. I mean, would you have ever thought in a million years this would happen to you?
No, but I never called The Room actually cult as a cult movie, because you see, I always think that it's up to audience. That's what they decide to call. It's fine with me. But to respond to your question, I didn't expect. I want to just make movie, move on to next one. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that after 15 years, we would still be talking about The Room. And it seems to me audience now global, I understand and they like The Room. So about Best Friends is totally different. Cookie cutter from Greg Sestero. So I think that people will understand that I do. I love acting, actually, you know, and I think this movie gave me opportunity to explore my my horizon as an actor, I think. Yeah. And we'll see what people will say. By the way, did you see the Joker, the video?
I did.
Did you like it?
I really liked it. I was telling my brother about it yesterday, and I was like, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that was real or not. You did it for college. Was it for College Humor that was like a sketch that you guys did, the Joker? Yeah. Or was that? No, that
was
wasn't for, an actual
it was for,
audition.
For Nerdist.
Date. Nerdist. Okay, Nerdist, yeah, I know it was one of those websites. Yeah, I actually thought that could have been an audition from, like, you know, 10
well,
years
that
ago.
Was audition for The Warhol. You know, that was my audition for The Warhol and for Warner Brothers. And I'm very serious about it. It's not a joke whatsoever, because that was the opportunity that we have a choice to do something. And I say, why don't we do Joker? And then I say, Greg should be a part of it, because I need someone to interact.
Yeah.
And he was just the perfect, person to do that. And I think you did a good job. Except they shouldn't put the mask on him. You should have a mask before you enter, but never mind
next time.
That one.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You guys should check it out. You know, obviously follow them. We'll give you some plugs in a couple minutes at the end of the show. I had a question about Paul Scheer. So Paul Scheer is a really funny actor. Yeah, and he was in The Disaster Artist, and he's also in Best Friends. How did that happen? That's pretty cool.
I met Paul when I did his amazing podcast, How Did This Get Made, back in 2011. You know, just stayed in touch, and I was really excited when he was in The Disaster Artist, and I thought, what a perfect chance to have him in this film, and I was really...
But he tried to overkill the acting. Never mind that, because I have a scene with him, as you probably noticed.
Yeah,
within the movie, and he's a very good actor, you know. He was challenging me, but, you know, I have my own, you know, take about acting. So, because I always say, actor, any situation is... when you as an actor, you should adjust accordingly to situation.
Yeah.
Script is one thing, but the situation is the other thing. But he's a very good actor, and I'm happy that you actually approached him. Or
approached him. Yeah, he's very grateful that Paul helped us out.
Yeah, I think people are going to be really excited to kind of see his name attached to it, just this new generation of people, and especially... there should be a name for fans of your guys's. I don't know if it's out there on the internet, but there's a lot of people that are really diehard fans of you two. So I think that, you know, it's really fun for us to watch you do this. Let's tell everyone where and when they can see this film this Friday.
So Best Friends opens this Friday in theaters nationwide. You can check Fathom Events for a theater near you. It's going to be in 600 theaters around the country on this Friday, and also with an encore on Monday.
Cool.
And a premiere you have tonight.
And the premiere at the Egyptian Theater tonight in Hollywood.
Yes, and if you guys are watching live or right after the show and you're in Los Angeles, there are just a few tickets left if you go to the Egyptian Theater in Hollywood. So, I mean, if you're listening to this, just get up and do it, because that'd be a pretty fun night, right?
Absolutely.
Would you guys, you know, say hello? They're like, hey, we found you from AfterBuzz TV. That's why we're here.
Absolutely.
Give them a high five, right?
Absolutely. We'll give it a 5, 10, whatever.
One last question, which is, tell me how much your life has changed. What's changed specifically about your lives in the past year the most?
I think just the excitement with The Disaster Artist. How many new people have come to this world, discovered The Disaster Artist,
actually.
The Room. It's become global, and I think just the awareness has become incredible with how great the response was to The Disaster Artist.
Yeah.
Same here, you know, I'm completely surprised. But at the same time, it's just like, if you have vision, whatever you do, like Disaster Artist, they did, you know, the Room, The Best Friend, and all these three movies have something in common. You know what is common?
You.
Not just me, yeah, that's two, but what else? vision.
Yeah.
So you see, each movie has different thing to offer, basically.
I get it.
So
I get you.
Okay.
I feel like I get you. I get you guys.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. This was an absolute treat for me. I hope it was for you as well. Where can everyone find you on social media?
TommyWiseau.com.
Yeah, all right. TommyWiseau.com.
At Greg Sestero.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't ask about my design underwear.
Okay, let's talk about it. Your designed underwear?
Yeah, I do. You can go
to it's on your website.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, is it cool? Like, what does it look like? I mean, it's just, is it like boxers? Are they for women? Are they for men?
We have ladies. We have men as well. And I'm very proud of it. We actually have really good response from public. And it's a special underwear. So
does it say Tommy Wiseau on it?
Yes, it does. Okay, oh, you did cool. do your research. Oh, my God.
No, trust me. I did my research. But he got me there. I wasn't familiar with the underwear, but now I am.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, you know, I definitely have to check that out. I would love some Tommy Wiseau underwear.
I design stuff like jacket, like the jeans what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah.
That's my design.
Yeah. No, he is a great designer. He has. No, he does. You have some really cool stuff. I actually really enjoy it. And this was such a blast. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. And you can find me, Sam Davidson, SamD43, Twitter and Instagram, SamDavidsonEntertainment.com. Follow us at AfterBuzz, rate, review, subscribe. Let us know what you thought about this show, and we'd love to hear from you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.